Good morning, New Cahokia. You're listening to Our Changing Story. You know, I've heard a lot of stories about the future. X-rays and mutant spiders, sentient robots, world peace, a cold, metallic, and uncaring world, dystopia, utopia. And I've seen it play out in bits and pieces in the lives of the people around me. There are a million stories about the future. But then there's what really happened. For myself and my temporal neighbors listening, that is our story. Some say those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. But what if they're wrong? History repeats itself, but what if it's more? What if history is music on geological time? Tempos shift, tensions break and rise. We listen to an entire world being built inside our minds and the minds of others. We are enraptured as entire mountains form and collapse. Entire civilizations materialize and are washed downstream like silt on this river. Can you hear it? Can you hear the drumbeat of history? Can you play to it? Can you dance to it? Can you find the joy, the love? I feel the love here. There is a lot of love on the airwaves right now. What if I'm wrong? And trust me, I've been wrong. My job is to help you find it. I don't need to help you find suffering. That business takes care of itself. History is a story that should belong to nobody except everybody. Our story. And that's what this show is all about. Sharing our ever-changing story. Today's tale is a big one. It starts not here in the Federation of Watershed Districts, but in a sleek corporate convention center in the year 2023. Place, GlobeTech's annual shareholders conference. Good morning, everyone. What a year it's been for GlobeTech. Our quantum computing division has seen a 47% increase in revenue thanks to our groundbreaking work in predictive policing algorithms. And let's not forget our AI-driven sustainability initiatives. We've reduced carbon emissions by 22% across our supply chain. Though, of course, we've also streamlined operations by relocating certain manufacturing hubs to regions with less restrictive labor laws. But we're not stopping there. This year, we're doubling down on innovation. Expanding our quantum research labs, launching AI-integrated home systems, and rolling out GlobeTech's first fully autonomous urban infrastructure project. The future is bright, and GlobeTech is leading the charge. Now, before we move to our next segment, I have some exciting news. Our founder is returning home from his ocean voyage and will be joining us later today to deliver the keynote speech. As many of you know, our founder has been hosting a groundbreaking hackathon and talk at sea, a floating innovation lab where the brightest minds in tech, AI, and robotics came together to push the boundaries of what's possible. This wasn't just a conference. It was a spectacle. Imagine drones buzzing over the deck, autonomous submarines mapping the ocean floor, and live demos of cutting-edge AI systems aboard a state-of-the-art vessel powered by GlobeTech's latest energy innovations. Our founder's vision has always been to disrupt, to innovate, and to inspire. And this event was no exception. We can't wait to hear his insights and see what groundbreaking ideas he brings back to us. But first, let's turn to our next segment in the Intern Ideas Contest. This year's winner is Frank Watlington from our Quantum Computing Division. Frank, come on up.
Hi. Thank you. I'm supposed to talk about quantum entanglement today. That's what I submitted. But something happened. I've been working late in the lab. Like, really late. For months, I've been recording data from entangled particles. Millions of state changes. Trillions of data points. I've trained an AI model to look for patterns, anomalies, anything that might tell us something new about how entanglement works. But then, something weird happened. the AI flagged a sequence of state changes that didn't match any known pattern. At first, I thought it was noise, but when I fed the data back into the model, it spit out something coherent. A signal. I ran it through the model, again and again, refining the output, and finally, it was clear. It was a radio broadcast from a station called WZKP. The signal was weak, but the AI cleaned it up. It's from the future. Well, Frank, that's quite the claim. Maybe you've been working too hard. Why don't you play it for us?
It's not just a recording.
Frank, what's going on?
I'm letting them speak.
This is WZKP, Radio New Cahokia, broadcasting from the Federation of Water Districts in the year 1247, human era.
Cut the feed! Shut it down!
If you're hearing this...
It's too late.
You're part of something.
The USB wasn't just a playback device. It's key.
If you're hearing this...
I've taken control of the building systems.
You're part of something bigger.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I'm letting them speak.
Today we're kicking off our annual pledge drive. If you value independent media, if you believe in the power of community, now's the time to give. Every contribution helps us keep the airwaves free. But this isn't just about funding. It's about survival. Many of you listening now are living in the shadow of the cetacean plague. The outbreak that began in 2024, spreading through the oceans and into coastal communities. It reshaped our world, forcing us to adapt, to rebuild, and to find new ways to live together. We've lost so much, but we've also found something. Each other. Here in the Federation of Watershed Districts, we've learned to live with the river, to listen to its rhythms, and to build a future that honors the past. And just like that, the first broadcast from WZKP reaches the ears of GlobeTech's shareholders. A message from the future, carried on the back of a quantum signal. This is Fish, signing off for now. Tune in next time as we follow Frank Watlington into the heart of a mystery that spans decades, and a rebellion that could change everything. This is Our Changing Story, and you're listening to WZKP. Hey there, this is Connor J. Nolan, creator of Radio New Cahokia. Thank you so much for listening to the first part of this project. If you'd like to hear more, please consider supporting us on Patreon, and if you'd like to help us make it happen, think about joining our creative team. We need people of all walks of life, all experience levels, and all experience types. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.